Yeah, hard to believe. Been about 3.5 months since the magical runs of the Final Four. Our guest now, a world traveler, repping the good old U.S. in the FIBA Under-19 tournament in Cairo. Had one heck of a freshman season. Now one of the returning vets. Welcome in Peyton Pritchard. PP, thanks for the time. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
So it seems like whoever I've spoken with, and I've been doing this job for almost 25 years, whether they played in a Rose Bowl, World Series, Final Four, they say it's kind of magical when you put on the red, white, and blue. So you've played at such a high level of high school and college. What was it like to represent America overseas?
It's everything to represent your country and go in battle and try to win the gold. It was disappointing that we couldn't do that for our country, but it was definitely a great opportunity, and I felt very blessed to do that for the USA.
So you were focused on the tournament, and you did make the podium, but, man, you were in a place like Cairo, the biggest city in the Mideast with that history. I mean, we consider some places here on the East Coast historic. What was it like to spend some time and experience a culture or, you know, a place like that that has ancient history?
I mean, the pyramids were unbelievable just to see that. And they said it's about like 5,000 years old, so that all that was incredible. But, you know, Cairo is a city and all that. I feel very fortunate to live in America because, you know, you see so much poverty and stuff going on over there. But the history there is unbelievable.
That's a great take. Talking with Oregon sophomore guard Peyton Pritchard. So as American sports fans, you know, we're used to fans who might be a little nutty. The SEC for football, maybe as a Pac-12 player, you know, if you visit Gill Coliseum. But fans outside the United States a little different. How would you describe the crowds that came to see you play on this international stage?
Now, how I would describe the crowds is, it's almost like a soccer game to them. It's just like, it's nonstop yelling. I really don't think they got quiet at any point during the game, and the game could be a blowout, and they were still standing up cheering. There would always be ruckus in the stands. You wouldn't even know what's going on, but that's just how they are over there.
That's hysterical. So let's get to the Final Four. You all got back from Arizona after the North Carolina game. And then, of course, we saw your teammates decide college is done. Dylan Brooks, Tyler Dorsey, Jordan Bell got drafted. Was that kind of like a double-edged deal for you? Like, hey, I would love for all of you to come back. We're going to be a beast. Or as kind of teammates and your brothers in hoops, what do you think about them heading for the NBA?
No, I think that's, you know, really that's what everybody's dream is. And you know, just like Coach Altman and them, they want us to pursue our dreams, and you know, everybody wants to go pro, so I was very happy for them. And you got to do what's best for you, but that also means it's time for, you know, for myself and my other teammates to take bigger roles this year. And just like Oregon's done in the past, you know, it's time to rebuild and new roles are formed, and it's time for new players to step up and take upon those roles and have another successful year.
Talking Duck Hoops with number 3, Peyton Pritchard, just returned from the FIBA tournament in Egypt. Peyton, obviously you had a heck of a career at Westland High. They almost had to rename the state title in your guys' honor. But as an Oregonian, were you always thinking about becoming a Duck, or considering the kind of successful high school career you had, were there any other schools in the mix?
I mean, there was definitely other schools in the mix. I was committed to Oklahoma my junior year. But, you know, when it came down to it, you know, I wanted to represent my country, and that was big to me. But also just, you know, Coach Altman is such a great coach, the whole coaching staff. But I just felt like that was the best opportunity for me to grow as a player and as a person. And I thought I had the best opportunity for me to come in and really help the team and play right away. And that was a major thing for me, is I just really wanted to play and be a part of something. So it really worked out, and I'm very fortunate to be able to represent the Ducks uniform.
Let's get back to last year's run. You know, obviously you were a freshman. You had some terrific moments. You know, the moments here at Matt Knight Arena, the Pac-12 tournament, first two rounds of the Big Dance. I want to talk about that Kansas game. And maybe what kind of atmosphere was it when you played in Kansas City? Kind of was like, Allen Fieldhouse East, playing in front of a hostile crowd like that. Did it make it even a little sweeter to take down the top seed under those circumstances?
No, that game was incredible. Just like you said, playing in almost like Allen Fieldhouse, and you know that was in Kansas's backyard. So that was incredible. Just to kind of stomped on them that game. We kind of just brought it. But that was a great feeling to win in their backyard and go to the Final Four from that. But I mean, the crowd was crazy, and just they were kind of quiet all game after that. So that was an awesome feeling.
Yeah, you gave them the couple of final thoughts for Peyton Pritchard. So after that, you got home for a bit, you got ready, then you left for Phoenix, and lo and behold, another blue blood in North Carolina. Do you remember what was going through your head when you first walked into that big football stadium? You know, it's your sport's biggest stage, and seeing those Oregon colors in the Final Four.
That was an incredible feeling, just to really see how many fans were there, and you know, there's like, I think it was like 80,000 or something like that. So just to play in front of that is amazing. And just, it's just a whole different environment. And, you know, people really won't understand what it's like until you're really just out on that court looking at everything. But, you know, really just, it was kind of nerve-wracking at first, but more just your adrenaline's really pumping. And, you know, you just really want to get the game going and just go try to win.
All right, Peyton, final thought. The upcoming season, we mentioned all the guys who left. Certainly an exciting incoming crop of new Ducks. You got a great coaching staff, a lot of reason to be optimistic. And you kind of hit on it. As one of the returning vets, the lone starter coming back, you feel any extra burden, you know, to kind of ease the transition for the new guys? Or is it kind of like, hey, all I can do is play my game and lead by example?
I mean, you know, you got to lead by example, but I'm stepping up and I'm going to be more of a leader in all aspects, be vocal this year. But, you know, that's the role I wanted to take upon. And, you know, it's the role I was in high school and growing up. That's kind of what I've always wanted to be. And I thought going to Oregon, I could eventually be that. So, you know, with these guys leaving, that gives me the opportunity to do that and take just a bigger role this year. And also, you know, I'm gonna help the young guys and all that, but we're all going to come together and try to have a great season, and other people are going to have to fill other roles too to make the season happen.
All right. Hey, Peyton, I know it's been kind of a whirlwind as our new international traveler. We appreciate you taking some time. Have a great rest of the summer, and I hope we could chat again when the season starts.
Perfect. Thank you for having me.
All right. Take it easy. Peyton Pritchard.